Now, the Ebola virus has now transmogrified from a virus in that stems from West Africa into a computer virus. There's a virus doing the rounds, isn't there, that purports to come from Etisalat. The subject line is Ebola, but it's not anything to do with Etisalat, nor is it anything to do with any other provider. It is simply an online attack.
Yeah, absolutely. Symantec, the security experts, have issued a warning about malware and phishing attacks designed as the Ebola alert. And we were speaking to Alexander McNabb, who's an expert in everything to do with online, about what the dangers are.
Yeah, it's what they call a phishing attack. It's where you get an email, probably from somebody or a corporation you trust, that says, click on this link because something really bad is happening. That could be your account has been compromised, or a transfer has to be authorized, or your account will be closed down if you don't click on this link. And the thing to bear in mind is no responsible corporation, no company like Etisalat or Do or Dubai government or Abu Dhabi government, none of these organizations will send an email to you asking you to click on a link, because everybody with half a brain cell in the world, in the corporate world, knows that you can't do that because you're exposing your customers to potential for phishing attacks. So basically, if somebody sends you an email with a link saying, click on this link because something really horrible will happen if you don't, then clearly don't click on that link. I don't think anything horrible will ever happen to you, but if you click on that link, something horrible will almost certainly happen to you.
The question that I always ask when I receive these emails, and I agree with you that they are fairly easy to spot. I think you would only fall for it if you weren't particularly paying attention for whatever reason. But I always ask, what are they trying to get out of it? What will happen? Other than my computer getting a virus, what are they trying to achieve?
There's all sorts of things you can get up to. By clicking a link to an unknown website, you're then clicking through to a site that's able to take data from your machine, that's able to place cookies on your machine, that is able to use unknown security exploits to place trojans and backdoors on your machine. And so you can expose yourself to everything from a dumb 13-year-old attempt at creating a virus, right way through to a highly sophisticated criminal gang that is collecting data from computers to either use them to attack other computers or to get your financial data and key presses from your machine and use that to attack your bank accounts and other assets. So there are even the cases now where people have been blackmailed by organizations that have registered those people's websites in the organization's own names and demanded ransom money to get the website controls back. So there's all sorts of criminality going on out there, and a lot of it can start from just blindly clicking a link you've been sent without thinking it through. As you say, whether you're being distracted or just not paying attention, the fact of the matter is that if you click on a link blindly, you're likely to get into trouble. So it's always worth being a little bit suspicious about anything that comes through your inbox.